I've retrieved all that information in 20 seconds or less. 41% of my deals come from follow-up. That's almost half. And so you might say, well, how'd they do the rental agreement and all this and that? Well, my attorney, Harry Borders, has my power of attorney.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, hello there. Mike Butler here. And we are in Toolbox Tuesdays, and we're getting ready to start, or I'm going to start a three-part series on building your buyer's crash kit. Now, you might say, a buyer's crash kit, what in the world is that? Well, having a police background myself, our EMS people, they carried a crash kit that they would bring onto a scene if somebody was injured or car wrecks or something like that. You see them carry their little duffel bag or whatever it is, but they referred to it as a crash kit. Now, you might also, if you've got folks that are in the medical field in hospitals, my wife was a nurse, worked in a hospital, and they had what's called a crash cart. So I'm thinking, okay, we'll use that and we'll call it a buyer's crash kit. Now, what's the purpose of the buyer's crash kit? Well, to sum it up, all three parts combined is everything you need to do a deal anywhere, anytime, without having to pause for anything. So part one on the buyer's crash kit here is focused on lead tracking. And so you have to be able to track your leads and retrieve your lead information in 20 seconds or less anywhere you are. Now, that may sound like a tall order, but what I'm going to share with you is what worked for me back in the caveman days, before internet, before email, and all that. So what I used, I carried, and you may recall, the Franklin Covey Classic Planner. I called it a man purse. And my day timer, when it was closed and zipped up, it had a pocket on the outside. And here's what I used to keep track of all of my leads. I just went to Office Depot and got a pack of index cards, and a pretty big pack. And so let's say in an ICO clip, if you know what an ICO clip is, it's got the wings on it. And like you can use that ICO clip to pinch and hold. It's like a gargantuan paper clip, but I would use the ICO clip to hold all these index cards together. And to give you an example of when I had it operational and was working, I would have my leads in the front and I had blank cards in the back, maybe 10 blank cards in the back, and then all of my leads would be on top. So a total of, say, 25 cards or 30 cards, whatever could fit in that ICO clip. And I carried my man purse with me everywhere I went, and I carried those index cards with me, my leads with me, everywhere I went. And that was with me all the time. Well, and what I would do with the index cards is I trained myself, and I created a template in my brain. Okay, so I'd put the address in the same spot on every card. I'd put the seller's name, phone number. They didn't have emails back then. They did have cell phones. And description of the house, 3-2, whatever other information, how much they owed. And so all the information that I need, okay, to evaluate that as a prospective deal, is there an opportunity here, okay, including is that seller motivated, I would put on that index card. Now, and I carried that with me everywhere I went. So I want to point out, yeah, this is caveman using blank index cards, but that's how I got started and it worked. So 41% of my deals came from follow-up from those index cards. And we call them the mini piss card. And I'll get into that in just a second. So here's proof. So I love to take cruises with my family. So we were on a Royal Caribbean cruise and I was sitting in the port of Barbados is where the ship was. And my wife does not like for me to do business and work or police work or real estate work while we're on a family vacation. So I'd get up early, sneak upstairs. Well, I'd sneak out of the cabin real early, go up to the top deck, get a cup of coffee, and I'd sit down with my man purse. And back then, we had cell phones. We had a bag phone. Okay. It's what I started off with, but we could make phone calls and it cost about $18 a minute to use your phone. to use a phone on a cruise ship back then. So I was checking my voicemails, and there was a lady on there that rattled off her name and her address. And she says, "Mike, you was over here a couple of months ago, and I wasn't ready to sell my house just then, but I'm ready to sell it now." So I flipped through my index cards, and in 20 seconds or less, boom, I found it. 4113 LaSalle. I still own that house today and rent it. And so I looked at it. So now I got a description of it. I can see a picture of it in my mind. This is before, you know, you could put photos on an index card. And I remember her Chihuahua was nipping at my ankles. And I looked on it and I saw what repairs were needed, what my offers were back then, had her name and this and that. And she wanted to stay there as a tenant and rent it. She wants me to buy it and her to stay there and rent it out and rent it from me. So I've retrieved all this information in 20 seconds or less. So then I give her a call. So I call her up and she talks and she basically says, "Well, I wasn't ready to sell just then, but something's come up and I'm ready to sell now. I need the money, but I want to stay here and rent it from you, Mike." And I said, "Okay." And so we worked out the deal and the terms and blah, blah, blah. We did that. And so I asked her, I said, "Sally, how'd you find me? How'd you know to call me at this number?" She says, "Well, when you came over here to see my home, you gave me a gift and you put your business card on a magnet on my fridge. And so that's how I knew to call you." I said, "Wow, that's awesome." I said, "Well, tell you what, let's hold on. I'm going to call my attorney's office right now. We're going to do a three-way call," which costs $36 a minute, I guess. And I called Harry Borders, my attorney, and I said, "Harry, I've got Sally on the line. She needs to schedule a closing to sell her house, and then she's going to rent it back from me after I buy it for X number of dollars a month, and I want you to do the rental agreement and all this and that." And said, "Fine." So she picked out her date and time to go over to Harry's office, Borders and Borders, and do the closing. So that was all set and done, and bingo, that phone call finished up. And let me tell you a couple other things I did. So I finished up that phone call. Then I called my banker that's a block away. And I said, "Kyle," I said, "I got a closing coming up tomorrow or the next day," whenever it was. "And then please call Harry Borders and ask them for how much money is needed to do that closing. And if you would, Kyle, just get a cashier's check there and take a check down to Harry's office so I can buy this property." And he said, "Okay." And he did that. I've got relationships with people. And that really, really helps. So I'm going to say the next day or the day after that, whenever that closing was scheduled, well, then I'm sitting on the beach, is either in St. Martin's or in Megan's Bay, St. Thomas, and I'm drinking a Bushwhacker, and my wife and kids are playing on the beach and in the water and all this and that. And I bought this house and had a tenant in it because she's staying there while I was on a cruise. And it all came from my follow-up system. Now, if I was using legal pads or notebooks or something like that, oh gosh, I'd have never been able to probably put that deal together. But I retrieved all that information in 20 seconds or less. 41% of my deals come from follow-up. That's almost half. And so you might say, "Well, how'd they do the rental agreement and all this and that?" Well, my attorney, Harry Borders, has my power of attorney. So he could sign off with me as being the property management company, landlord, do the lease agreement, collect the security deposit money, blah, blah, blah. And he can hold on to that till I get back. But the bottom line is I was able to do that deal, okay, on the top deck of a cruise ship, sitting in the port of Barbados before internet, before email, before technology, caveman days. So I wanted to share that with you. That works. Now, if you're real sharp in technology, you're going to teach me on some things. But remember the index cards? Today we call that the mini piss card. And when I had my full-time job as a police detective, I opened up an office and had an office manager, Shirley. And I wanted folks to call my office and have a real person answer the phone. So I took an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper and I created a form that I called the property information sheet. And it was a fill-in-the-blank form with some open-ended questions on it, set in a particular order for psychology reasons to get this person to talk to Shirley and give her the information I needed. And we called that a property information sheet. And then she would fill that out. And then she would call me and tell me we got one. And she couldn't fax it to me, but she would tell me what it was about, put it on my desk or in my inbox. And so that was a property information sheet. Well, when I did my first boot camps back around 2000, I had a medical doctor, Dr. Coffey, He attended that, and I showed him how to use the index cards for lead tracking, for the follow-up system. And he couldn't remember where to put the address or this or their name or their cell phone, whatever, the offers, the repairs. He couldn't memorize all that, even though he's a genius. And so what he did is he took all the information off the property information sheet that I created, and then he duplicated that onto cardstock, and he calls it the mini piss card. And so it's fill in the blank mini piss card. So take a sheet of cardstock, cut it into fourths, and the front and back, and that was a mini piss card. So all the information was on the front. The back had three sections. One was repairs needed. The middle column was for offers. And then on the right side was run the numbers for retail and run the numbers for rental. And so he created that. And so the mini piss card was born thanks to Dr. Dave Coffey. And I want you to carry your mini piss cards and the blank ones with you 24/7. Okay. I don't know if you got to put that in your pocket, put it in your hip pocket. I don't know, but those things are magical. And I want you to be able to capture a lead anytime, anywhere, if you're serious about your real estate business. And you're going to hang on to that until either you buy that property or you see that it gets sold. Now, if you're old enough to remember, your mom, grandma, aunts and ladies that do a lot of cooking, they would take index cards and write recipes on it. And then they had a metal box with a hinged lid on it. They'd put their index cards in there, and that's where they would store their recipes. Well, guess what? I bought a few of those boxes, and that's where I kept my leads, my index cards. I would put those in there. And if I had a rainy Saturday or I had a few hours that I was by myself, well, then I'd pull up those leads and I'd start calling those things. And sometimes they might not have been super motivated when I met them the first time, but a follow-up phone call, I was able to pull some deals out of that just from follow-up phone calls on my mini piss cards, which were index cards at the time. Now, let's jump over to something else. Everybody today, pert near, has a smartphone, unless you have one of them jigger phones, the JIG, they call them a jig phone or jigger phone, with just for old people, and the, you know, it's got buttons as big as a half dollar. Oh, but anyway, so here's some apps that you must have on your smartphone today. And these are the ones I looked at my phone, and these are the ones that I have on my phone. And so you need to have these on yours as well. Number one is called DealMachine.com. DealMachine.com. This is a cell phone app and a desktop app. You can try it free for 14 days. Use promo code MButler, all small case letters, MButler, and you get a 14-day free trial, and I'll put $10 in your account. Forbes magazine says it's the number one tool for today's real estate investors. Bottom line, you can pretty much drive down the street, you see a house, take a picture of it, and it retrieves all of the owner's information in about 2 or 3 seconds. You got to have that. It is pretty cool. Okay, the next one is Waze, W-A-Z-E, Waze app. It's driving instructions. It's better than Google Maps. And so get that Waze thing, and if you've got several addresses to go check out, you just punch them in and it maps it out real nice and sweet for you. Okay, the next one is, even if you're not in real estate, you ought to have this one. It's called Adobe Scan. Adobe, the people that did the PDF thing, well, they have a free app for your phone called Adobe Scan. And here's what's cool. You click on that app, and then it uses the camera on your cell phone. You can take a picture of any document, cards, this and that. And it creates a PDF of it. And then you can email it to yourself. And here's what's really slick. And it's free. It keeps a copy of every PDF that you create. It keeps that for free in the cloud somewhere. And you can log in. You can click that app, Adobe Scan. You can see all the PDFs you created. Pretty cool. Okay, the next one is a must-have. It's called fncalculator.com. So F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, calculator.com. It's a financial calculator that has a time value of money calculator, which old timers will remember the HP 12C, and it's just fill in the blank. And not only can you use it to cipher up what your loan payments would be and how much you can borrow and this and that, but it's also a must-have tool if you're going to buy discounted notes and mortgages. So that's fncalculator.com. Another one, awesome, is the Google Translator app. I've tested this in a Chinese restaurant and Japanese steakhouse, and it works. It works. I was impressed. And so you got to have that, because we're going to bump into folks, and maybe you're not that good with Spanish or this language or that language, but we hear when we call someplace, they said for English, press 1, for Spanish, press 2. But so Google Translator is a must-have. Google Voice, I want you to get that because Google Voice allows you to get a free local phone number as a second number to use on your cell phone. And then you can treat that as a business line. And then when people call that number and they leave a voicemail message, it auto-transcribes it and emails it to you. I have not listened to any voicemails for probably 15 years because of Google Voice. Another one from Brian Sterling up in the Northeast, one of our Platinum members. Podcast Addict is the name of this app. It's called Podcast Addict. Get that, and then you can listen to your 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast while you're driving. A couple other must-haves for today's real estate investor is Zillow.com and Redfin.com, and you can use that for comps. And then Zoom.us. Everybody knows what Zoom meeting is after the corona, or not the corona, the COVID or whatever they call it, the COVID pandemic. And a new kid on the block, if you haven't heard of, is called Loom, L as in Lincoln, O-O-M as in Mike.com, Loom.com. And this is free, and it allows you on the fly to record up to 5 minutes of video free of charge. If you need to record longer, just do another 5-minute video. So those are the things that go into part one of building your buyer's crash kit. And these are the things I want you to have with you all the time. Okay, the mini piss cars, those apps on your cell phone, because your buyer's crash kit, it's going to allow you to do a deal anywhere, anytime, any place. So with that, we're going to wrap up this part one of your buyer's crash kit, and we'll move on to part two of your buyer crash kit. Adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.